98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Survey out this morning saying nearly 9 in 10 people, that's a lot, would rather spend on experiences than buying things.
Do you know what? I agree with that, Brendan.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm definitely one of those 9 people.
Yeah.
It is lovely sometimes to book an experience rather than just give someone a gift.
Yeah.
Because you get to spend time together.
I think so. I think do something together rather than... But now, saying that, if there is something that I see and I'm like, oh, that person would love that thing.
Yeah.
Then I'll get it. But I would rather just like go somewhere or eat something or travel somewhere or do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do something together. The survey, it's done by MasterCard. It says 70% say doing stuff like traveling and going to events are more important.
Yeah,
so go
I
to
agree.
A gig. Go on a little mini break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I was only thinking there, I got my sister a ticket for Lily Allen at Free Arena.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's going to fly in now. That's the start of July, I know.
I checked to see, because you know when she started that tour, the whole thing was that she only does the new album.
Yeah.
And that the show was only an hour long.
Yeah.
Now, of course, people were outraged, but you and me, for a midweek gig, were like...
we're thrilled.
And I only checked the other day to see, you know, if she's changed it. Still the same.
So a friend of mine went to see Lily Allen in Liverpool a couple of weeks ago, and I was asking her about the gig because obviously we're going, and she said that, because I was wondering, you know, are we going to hear a bit of Smile or whatever, all the hits. And she says no, there's a DJ who plays at the start and plays all the old stuff.
Okay.
And then Lily Allen comes out and performs the album cover to cover.
Okay, so at least you do get to hear the old stuff.
Which I can't wait for. I know there were a lot of AI pictures of him going around in the last couple of weeks, but Brad Pitt is actually in Ireland right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's here.
Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Brad was in Cork the other day. I think he got stopped. He was in a car. He got stopped. Everyone was trying to take pictures of him. And he's now in County Laois, Brendan.
Laois?
Yeah, he's in Laois.
Who'd go to Laois?
Are you saying that because producer Cahill is
morning,
from Laois?
Good morning, producer Cahill.
We love Laois. I personally, Stradbally for me is a highlight.
Oh, now to be
always.
Fair, yeah, Stradbally.
Well,
summer.
Brad Pitt is in Laois at the moment. Mm. He is filming a new movie that's called One for All. It's based on a book called The Riders. Previously, he's been in Dalkey at Bullock Harbour.
Yep.
Then Cork.
The Hollywood stars love a bit
and
of Dalkey.
Now he's in Laois, and I believe he might be in Wicklow at some point. So, listen, if you're out and about frolicking in fields and you see Brad Pitt, you're not hallucinating.
If you
the man
hear,
is in Ireland.
If you hear a man going, get me back to Dalkey, you'll know it's Brad Pitt.
Very good. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to bring the share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Good morning to Kate, who says, my little win is I'm on the way to meet my friend for a dip in the 40 foot.
Oh, cool.
Fair play to you.
Well done. You'll be feeling fabulous after that. Now, too cold for me, but good for you.
Absolutely.
Here's Maggie's little win.
Hi, my name is Maggie, and my little win is that on Saturday, I'm going to... It's going to be my communion, and on Monday, I'm going to go to Centre Park. Bye.
Maggie, what a week.
What a week. Communion, and then straight to Centre Parks.
Unbelievable. Ball. Have a ball. Here's Andrea.
Morning, Rebecca. Morning, Brendan. Andrea here. Well, my little win is I've just got the last parking spot at the train station, so... To me, that's a big win. Have a good day.
Woohoo!
What did they say? Your parking angel was watching over you?
Is that what they say?
I don't know if they do.
Although I went to Dundrum the other day and I got a, like, I can't park that well because I've only started driving.
Squeaky floors.
Very squeaky, but there was a spot, you know, you just drive directly into it. I didn't do any turning or manoeuvres.
Great.
My parking angel was looking after me. Hello, Joe.
My little win is I'm going on confirmation on Saturday.
All the confirmations and communions.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Here's John.
This is John here. My little win is I'm walking from home in inverted commas today and tomorrow, and then I'm off for a whole weekend doing nothing.
John, we probably should have kept you anonymous, although I guess it's quite a common name, so you'll get away with that one.
At least you're honest. Here's Deirdre.
Good morning. My little win is it's my happy birthday.
Aww.
And for a treat, I am flying to London for the weekend to celebrate. Hip hip hooray.
Deirdre, happy birthday to you.
Deirdre, have so much fun.
And here's Breida.
My little win is my baby turns My baby turns 28 today. Wow. She's in the car here beside me. Happy birthday, Mary Moo. And aww. I'm on my way to the airport to pick up one cousin who's flying in for a birthday, and the two of them are going to see Alex Warren tonight. Yes. And I have another one of our cousins is flying in tomorrow. And it's just going to be a nice weekend. So, yeah, happy birthday, Mary.
Breeda, fabulous plans.
Happy birthday, Mary Moo.
And enjoy Alex Warren.
Leon Mary.
What are we like?
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Lots of prizes.
Lots of glamour.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to your favourite game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy. It is your chance to win. It's a lot of prizes we have right now. If you send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words as each other, here's AI Us with more.
Win a curly blow dry.
Me dough.
An air fryer.
A trampoline.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Ooh. Matchy matchy dry robes.
And upgrade your summer.
I will.
With this brand new slushy machine.
Win, win, win was Matchy Matchy.
Oh, I haven't had a slushy in years. It always makes me think of The Simpsons.
Does it?
Yeah, Bart's always getting slushies.
It makes me think of Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
Yes, yeah, yes,
I think
yes,
that's
yes.
Gone now.
Good morning to Connor in Lucan, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Connor, how are you this morning?
Good morning, how are you?
Connor, when's the last time you had a slushie?
Too long ago.
Too long, yeah, same as us.
Connor, yeah. You're at a wedding over the weekend, how was it?
I was good, crack, yeah. Still recovering now.
Are you? You've more to go though this year, do you?
Oh, yeah, so a few more down to go. I'm getting old now.
How many are we talking, Connor?
Five this year.
You five
gosh,
weddings.
You're worse than me.
Wow, that's a lot of weddings, yeah. Connor.
Yeah, fair play to you. Connor, you know, we've a lot of prizes up for grabs in Matchy Matchy. Is there a particular standout for you?
I could do it with the curly blow dry for the next wedding now.
Got yes. You, Connor. Have you got long locks?
Oh, I don't.
Connor, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Favorite, Brendan.
Oh, Brendan, I'm off to soundproof booth.
Enjoy yourself. Brendan is off to the soundproof booths for a little siesta. Let's try and get a win finally in Matchy Matchy. Connor in Lucan, are you ready?
I think so.
Your first word, big.
Small.
Your second word, holy.
Water.
And your third word, creamy.
Sauce.
So we have big, small, holy water, and creamy sauce. Are you happy to lock them in?
The second word was holy, was it?
Holy, yeah.
Yeah, lock them in.
We're locking them in. I love it. Let's get our Brendan back. A brief visit this morning. Why, hello there, welcome.
How are you?
All good.
There was a bit, there was a stick of rock in the soundproof booth. So what was that about? In the mood for a holiday.
This is it. Brendan, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy.
Is.
Big.
Well now, lads. We have to say breakfast.
Your second word. Holy.
Holy. Holy moly.
And your third word, creamy.
Creamy. These words. Creamy. See, words come after cream, but what comes after creamy? Oh, pasta.
Brendan. Have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Connor in Lucan? Oh, sadly
Connor,
not, guys.
I'm sorry.
You weren't aligned this morning.
You didn't get anything.
You both gave great answers. Connor went for big, small, holy water and creamy sauce.
Holy water, now, that didn't come to me at all. Creamy sauce. which is what makes a creamy pasta, I guess.
I think I would have said holy moly, or is it holy Thursday?
I was going to say holy medal.
Yeah. Many options, guys. It wasn't to be.
I'm
Connor,
not very holy.
You'll have to just get your own curly blow dry for the next wedding. This is it. Thanks for playing. Oh,
someone's
your phone's ringing.
We'll let you go. Connor,
okay, bye. If you would like to play Matchy tomorrow, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877-989898.
Now I want creamy pasta.
Same.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
98FM's A Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. Good morning.
It's time to play Celebrity Heads. Things are about to get very competitive. Myself and Brendan, we are about to write down the name of a celebrity each. We're then going to take turns asking yes or no questions to figure out who the other's celebrity is. And if you're right, you keep on going. If you're wrong, it passes over back and forth. So once someone gets the celebrity on the card, the game is done. I hope I explained that properly. But we played this before and gosh, it took us a while. So maybe we'll get a bit better this time around, Brendan.
Fingers crossed.
Right, let's write down a celebrity.
And now by the magic of radio, producer Russell is going to tell you and not us what our celebrity names are.
The celebrity Brendan has is Michelle Visage. Rebecca's celebrity is James McAvoy.
Who wants to go first?
Age before beauty.
Okay. Am I a man?
No. Am I a man?
Yes.
Am I American?
No.
Okay.
Am I Irish?
No. Am I English?
No. British, yes. English, no.
Oh.
I don't want to throw you off. Yeah, so.
Okay,
you're
so.
You're from the UK.
Okay, so.
But you're not English.
Was that a yes answer then?
Yeah, you go again.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm a British man. Am I an actor?
Yeah.
Am I under 40? Yeah?
You're over 40.
I'm over 40. Okay, so what was my question? Was that a yes or no?
That was a yes. please proceed.
Okay, am I in movies?
Yep.
Okay, so I am in movies. Okay. Do I do TV as well?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so TV shows.
I need to know more about the person I'm
talking
to.
Okay, I do TV shows, movies, over 40, British actor, man. Am I sexy?
Yes.
British actor, over 40,
well,
movies,
I think so.
TV show. Am I Jamie Dornan?
Oh, no. You're not Jamie Jordan, no. Am I a pop star?
I was.
Okay. Am I American?
Yes.
Okay. Have I been a judge on a reality show?
Yes.
Have I worked with Simon Cowell?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No. Am I in something on TV at the moment?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No.
That's kind of a bad question on my behalf.
Am I Miley Cyrus?
No. Do I have brown hair?
Yeah.
That doesn't narrow down anything. Everyone has brown hair.
You would have done, but kind of more greying now.
Oh, more grey now.
Greying, yeah.
Greying hair now. I'm sexy. I'm British. I'm over 40. Does my name start with the letter B?
No. No.
Such a bad question. No. Honestly, I'm not playing like my life depends on it. I have no idea.
But wait for my next question. Am I blonde?
No.
Okay.
No. Am I in a BBC crime drama?
None that we would have been talking about for sure. No. No. Am I currently on TV in something current?
Yes.
Am I on a talk show?
No.
Okay.
Am I going out or married to someone else famous?
No, not anymore.
Oh.
Am I on live TV?
No. Yes. Am I Scottish?
Yes.
Am I... Hang on. Am I... I'm trying to phrase this properly. Is it not me, but Patricia?
What's his name?
Am I James McAvoy?
Yes! Well done, James McAvoy. Okay, I have no... You're saying I'm on TV, but not live TV, current, I'm not blonde... I was a judge in a reality show, maybe. I'm American and I'm a woman. I don't know who it is. It's Michelle Visage! Oh, great one.
Sashay away, Brendan.
Well, I will.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM.
Well, Brendan, are you going to be talking about peacocks this morning?
I am. That's on the way. First, though, spring is well and truly sprung because yet another corpse flower has bloomed.
Ooh, stanky.
Yeah, very stinky flower. So putrid, people say it smells of decaying flesh, rotten eggs and mouldy socks.
Lovely.
It smells bad for a reason. It needs flies to pollinate it so it can grow. Anyway, these plants, we've spoken about them in Brendan's bit before. They're very rare. There's very few of them. And even when you do have one, they only bloom every few years.
And is it only for a day at a time?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So one opened in America the other week, so we were chatting about that. Well, now another has decided to show off in England at the home of Ted Lasso himself, Richmond.
Really?
Kew Gardens. I didn't know that's where Kew Gardens was.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. This one's lovely. At Kew Gardens. Did you see the corpse flower? Did you smell it?
I didn't. I actually went to like a lights show there. I went in the evening the day.
Lovely. Well, Kew Gardens says the flower only bloomed for 24 hours. They posted a lovely video of the dramatic plant online with the caption... serving looks and smells. I really am curious because we've talked about it. I know you're into your scents, but I mean that's another level. Yeah, I'd be afraid to get stuck in me clothes. Up next, it's been a while, but there's been another reported sighting of the Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie's back.
Apparently she hasn't been seen since last October. Right?
Nessie's very old.
Very elusive.
Yeah.
Not seen since last October, spotted twice within just a few days. First, an American tourist named Tony said he saw a dark greenish-grey body. It's a lot of colours, Tony. that rose 2 feet out of the water. The lump, which Tony helpfully sketched down, measured around 5 to 10 feet across. Yeah. This is a quote from Tony. Based on its movement and proportions, I estimated was her backside emerging at a 45-degree angle.
Like, how long has this been going on?
Too long. Then, just a few days later, a fella named Owen Fagan very Irish name, and I went, oh, hold on, they're in Scotland, watching for Nessie via a webcam, which is overlooking the loch.
Gosh.
The loch. He said the object... broke the surface 4 times, rose and dipped while moving against the current.
There's something obviously in there.
I'll get to that. The weather the weather was calm and there were no boats nearby at the time, so he has no other explanation as to what was moving in the water. Somebody else has explained though what could be going on and that people could be thinking is a Loch Ness Monster. Something called standing waves, which is a natural phenomenon where a wave appears to stand still rather than travel.
Okay.
And as far, I haven't been there, but apparently this loch is huge.
Yeah. So that, do you think that's what it's been all these years?
That's what this fella, Alan McKenna, from Loch Ness Exploration, he thinks.
Alan.
He thinks these rare waves could be mistaken for humps above the surface. And of course, we'll never forget the other fella who once explained that he thought Nessie was actually a whale's willy flapping in the air as he did a roly-poly in the water. I'd like to think it's that. Finally this morning, residents in a small town in Italy are saying no grazie to an invasion of very noisy peacocks. Sorry, the other one. Very noisy peacocks. This has been a problem.
Sorry, I do that again.
The noisy peacocks.
They are so noisy.
Very. It's been a problem in an area called Punta Marina for years, right? It's a picturesque seaside town with a small population of humans and a growing population of peacocks. Estimated less than 4,000 people live there, while as many as 200 peacocks are now freely roaming the streets. The problem is the peacocks are, as we heard, very noisy and very messy. No owners to pick up after them, if you follow me. Things are at breaking point now in Punta Marina. A local TV news channel has broadcast a very Italian and over-the-top report, which I've made a bit of a supercut here, bearing in mind I have very, 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 very basic tourist Italian. Take a listen.
Here's the correct clip.
This is on the news.
Un vero urlo di esasperazione.
Fuori controllo totalmente.
Siamo proprio in scatto di pavoni, sì.
Primo problema.
Fanno la cacca.
Problema.
Pieno di escrementi.
Siamo in ostaggio.
Sono in ostaggio perfino i bambini.
È ora di smetterla!
That is utterly chaotic, Brendan.
So I think I figured out the words caca and something that sounded like excrement in there. And the woman at the end said something that sounded a bit like a swear word, so I'm glad we lost it. The birds are believed to have multiplied after a couple of pet peacocks escaped a few years ago and got busy.
Mm-hmm.
Peacock invasion is causing major tension in the area. Residents demanding the council relocates the birds and says arrivederci.
Arrivederci to the peacock.
That is Brendan's bit.
Grazie mille.
Oh, prego. Oh,
thank you.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.